Okay.
Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. I'll try not to be obnoxious.
Oh, okay. Is that going to be a real struggle for you?
Okay. It can be. The struggle is real.
yeah, yeah.
But I'll do my best.
Okay.
But I feel like we had a couple of important episodes, so we should probably talk about them.
I think so. And before we get into the real nitty gritty, I don't know if you remember Tuesday's episode very well. Probably not. But quite a bit of it took place in Carly's kitchen.
Oh, yeah. She and Drew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. There was a third character in that scene. Do you know who that was?
The Moss?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Was the Moss bigger than ever?
It's big. Yeah. Like one day it was small, but now it's back to the big size. I don't know what they're trying to do with. Yeah. They're messing with their heads.
There was one shot where it looked like it took up like half the counter.
And I meant to say to you, there was another plant important scene a while back. Curtis gave Portia a plant.
Right. I thought that would have been the highlight of that episode for you.
Well, kind of, except I felt like Curtis is kind of ruined for me. And so I kind of didn't like it. I don't know. And I thought, I don't know, like that particular plant was not terribly attractive or special seeming.
Yeah. Not like Selena Wu's money tree or whatever that was.
Right. It wasn't a money tree. It wasn't a, you know, begonia. It wasn't a succulent, you know. So I don't know. It felt like a little bit of a letdown, like courtesy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
But anyway, I did wonder if you registered that moment.
Oh, I loud and clear. I thought, oh, geez, all over this.
No. Yeah. You're like, oh no.
Yeah. I didn't bring it up because I was sure you would.
I know. I registered it, but I knew it was supposed to be special for me, but it wasn't.
Yeah, that's too bad.
There's a word for that, like when your expectations of something don't, you know, reach that point that they're supposed to, and I don't know. And you try to mitigate that as you get older. You try to
temper your expectations.
Temper your expectations. Settle. I guess that's settling.
I guess so. Yeah. As you begin to lead yourself towards the sweet release of death.
Of death. Yeah. That was nice the way you slipped that in. The sweet release of death.
I don't think that's mine.
But I don't know. I think that I like to think that there are moments that. Unexpected moments of joy, unexpected joy, you know,
that
balance out
right
expectations. You know, like we have a moment where like, wow, that, you know, that sunrise was, you know, I didn't expect to see that when I got up early to make coffee and that, you know, or whatever. Maybe that's not enough. I don't know.
I guess we should try to let it be enough.
Yeah. Well, I try to let go more and more of society's expectations or what's been drilled into me from childhood.
Yeah.
Like this was supposed to be important to you and somehow it doesn't really pan out for me, you know, because I'm a weirdo or something, whatever.
As am I.
You really are. And so all the stuff, all the milestones that were supposed to make me incredibly happy that didn't really... You know, and I'm like, what's wrong with me or whatever.
Yeah.
But you try to, you know, you find joy where you can find it and or awe, joy and awe or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
a little bit philosophical.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking. the plant scene I thought was going to feel special to me and it did not.
I understand.
Maybe because of the plant or maybe because of my recent feelings about the Curtis character.
Yeah.
Kind of negative. So.
I get that too.
Anyway, that's a while back, but we can move forward into the last couple episodes if you like.
Well, you sort of got me thinking about something that I was wrestling with a little bit, which is Cody, and I hesitate to even bring him up.
But all right. Are you having shifting feelings about him that you want to talk about?
Not really. No. Initially, like when he sort of bounced into the Quartermain house when Brooklyn was playing piano, and he was acting like he didn't have a care in the world, sort of. Yeah. I thought, shouldn't Britt have her death have hit him a little harder there?
Well, he did talk about her.
Well, he did with Sasha, right? But he didn't talk about her at all with Brooklyn. And I don't know. I just kind of thought, like, if something like that happens, and, you know, theoretically he really, like, cared about her a lot, you'd think he wouldn't have been able to think of anything else.
Yeah, you're probably right. I was pretty focused on the biscotti. And
fair enough, but it looked so plain. It looked like kids, sort of
plain. You know? It didn't have any like almonds on it. It wasn't dipped in chocolate. Yeah, dipped in chocolate. I'm very like partial to ones dipped in a dark chocolate with heavy metals in them or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a salad with no dressing. You know.
Speaking of the chocolates, in real life, you sent us the lovely Christmas package that just arrived with the chocolates. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we couldn't take it. We ate them last night.
Well, that's all right.
We each took a package. there were two packages. We were like, I was in like a diabetic coma by the time I was done, and we were both like, well, we just had to get rid of them.
I feel sometimes. Yeah,
they were delicious, salty. I love a salty chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They did have a little spraying of sea salt on them.
Sea salt, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's a nice balance, but anyway,
it's a main company run by women.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Well, I looked up the other gift you gave me. A while back, we were talking about, I was freaking out about plastics and packaging.
Yeah. Which
I do that, honestly, a couple times a day.
Yeah. Okay. Like, okay.
I don't know what to do about it. There's nothing, like, I feel powerless about
it. It's very hard not to generate waste, you know? It really is.
Yeah. But anyway, you sent me the lovely bar soap shampoo, and I used that today.
And
I'm reporting back that it lathered up really nicely.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay.
And it smells delicious. It's like a spicy kind of orange. And I looked it up. I was like, oh, okay. So it's a main company. So I looked it up. And it supposedly is supposed to last the equivalent of like 3 bottles of shampoo.
Really?
So, yeah. So that's really kind of a comparable price.
Yeah, definitely.
If that's true, we'll see.
Uh-huh, right. Maybe that's only if you wash your hair once a week.
Yeah, they didn't say the frequency, but
yeah,
that's true. But anyway, pretty nice. So
okay, good, good, yeah.
So I don't, you know, like how much difference can one person make? I'm going to, if I cut out one plastic bottle that I normally use, you know.
But now you've put it out there to our listeners and maybe there will be a little ripple effect.
There's got to be a sea change in the industry, not in the... Well, I guess if the consumers say we won't take this anymore, but nobody's going to like, you cannot, if you try to get through a day without plastic, like,
I know
you cannot. You cannot.
I know. I know, Gia.
It drives me crazy. Sorry. I know. Easy. This isn't about General Hospital.
Easy.
I know. And I recycle the plastic I do use, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Though,
but
yeah,
I think it probably doesn't end up anywhere, you know?
I know. Think that might be a bit of a hoax, at least some of it.
Like the toothpaste I bought the other day. So it's got a big, like, recycle symbol on it. But I don't know, where do I recycle that?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's making me crazy. And I should probably just be put down.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe. Well, sure. That's we'll put a pin in that for now. But yeah, if we can figure out how to make that happen.
We can talk about General Hospital if you
really want to. Well, I wanted to just get back to Cody a little bit because, like you were saying about expectations and things like that, like, I think on TV, maybe especially, I expect like characters to sort of act like you hope they will when they're grieving.
You know?
Even though in real life we have expectations of people basically to sort of not make us uncomfortable by grieving too much in public. You know what I mean?
Awkward. Like I mentioned to you privately the other day about how I have a friend who's and not a close friend, but kind of an acquaintance, whose child died unexpectedly, grown child. And I feel awkward. Like, I feel like, you know, of course I say all the right things on social media, but I feel awkward contacting that person again. And that's, that's got to be the, because I feel like anything I bring up will seem frivolous.
Right.
Comparison to what she's going through, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm asking about some day-to-day thing that I want to know about, you know, be like, why aren't you asking about my child's death or not? Maybe they want to be back to normal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Awkward for all parties. So I'm not defending Cody.
I
like the biscotti fascination.
There was a lot of biscotti floating around. I did sort of like Sasha's part in that conversation.
I felt like we were being introduced to possible new couple pairings.
I think she's better than Cody. She could do better.
Well, I felt like
she
We were being introduced to the concept of Chase and Sasha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Sasha and Cody, and then Chase and Brooklyn, you know, like, hey, what do you think? What do you think about this? You know?
Yeah. And then if you like this couple, call this toll-free number.
Yeah, try this number. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you think of Brooklyn's seductive dress outfit, whatever? Like, what the hell was that?
That was like from the Gunny Sacks funeral collection. Was awful.
Now, granted, neither you nor I
are fashion mavens.
We can't put together an outfit for any occasion to save our lives.
To save our lives.
I hope
that's
you're not
true.
Offended by my including you in this, but
if you could look at me right now. That's an understatement.
We have probably shown up at every single event in our lives in the wrong outfit, no matter what.
Yeah. Even if I allot like half an hour to getting ready versus, 10 minutes, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, because the things that you should have are not in the closet. They're just that way.
I just don't think I can pull them off, you know? So I just go for my men's shirt and pants.
I'll tell you, for me, like the discomfort level is what I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it for more than 10 minutes in that, you know?
I know. I was just asking myself if I could get away with wearing black pants tomorrow that I cannot button.
Well, it depends on the top, you know?
I have like a new,
that's the kicker.
I have like a new tunic length flannel shirt.
Well, then I say yes, you're fine.
but please don't go out in it.
You have my permission. It's hard, isn't it? It's really hard. Yeah.
But anyway,
Brooklyn's that dress that Brooklyn was wearing, it was like, what the hell is that? With the weird sort of collar, and it was like, that's gonna, and then they show Chase like going woo, with the ooga eyes, you know.
I know. That was really weird. That was like an unusually ugly dress.
It was extraordinarily ugly. And she's a lovely looking woman. Yeah. They don't need to,
I mean, just throw a t-shirt on and a little black shirt or something and she'd look hot.
And jeans, whatever, you know. That was weird. Although we had a little Nike Chase doing the hot yoga.
I liked how the camera panned up and down his body.
We have a female camera operator there.
I don't know,
Yeah, and that yoga studio, again, are showing up for a class and there's nobody else there.
Yeah, and then something takes them away from the class, so it never happens.
Yeah, it never happened, yeah.
Yeah.
And the earrings, I felt, you know, like my heart beat faster when that earring thing came up
Yeah.
about Gladys's earrings, and I was like,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, that interesting thing now is we know that Cody knows that
Yeah.
Gladys is
Yeah.
Sasha's guardian
So,
slash mother-in-law.
shout out to the writers for that development and that, you know, that I like when they entangle things like that, you know, because
Yeah.
I didn't anticipate that little wrinkle.
Oh, well, I think, didn't we know that he was going to be part of those poker games and
Yeah,
that
but we
Selena was
didn't know
gonna.
that. I didn't know that he would ever bump into Sasha and have that come up, you
I
know.
guess that's true. I guess that's true.
So I
But
like how
now
they
it,
connected that, I
yeah,
guess.
and now he knows he's been fleecing Sasha's mother-in-law. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So maybe he feels like a bit of a shithead.
yeah. So we haven't
Maybe.
talked about the big thing that's
I
going on.
know, I don't
We
know
can
what we're
continue with
doing.
Cody if you want, but.
No, that was fine. It was really more Cody than I needed in those
Yeah.
episodes.
Okay.
So now we're at the
I
hospital.
yeah. I will say though that I'm suffering from that syndrome where like you hate somebody so badly, and I'm starting to not hate Cody so badly. I know you're not there yet. But I mean, I
I
still feel like he's a total loser, but I, you
know.
know,
Yeah. Yeah.
I frequently like a loser, you know, like
Well, sure. Yeah.
have you heard about the lonesome loser? You know.
The Yeah. Yeah, he keeps on trying.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, we can get to the big Willow. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Willow.
there was
Oh
some
my
very
God.
good Willow acting, I thought. Like when they were at home and what's his name? Wiley was being a little dink again, you know, and but Willow, like I thought
Our maternal instincts are so beautiful. I
Yeah.
was like, today, I was like, God, what a little jerk that kid is. I'm
I
like,
know, I know. The only
that's terrible to think that. God.
well he's I, well the original Wiley I just thought was a little bit more like sweet, and he didn't talk really, so it's hard to
That
say, you
helps
know.
when they don't talk,
yeah
that sure
yeah if they
helps.
could have just kept
Yeah.
this kid quiet, it would have helped his
Felt like
case.
that helps with everybody.
yeah
Like if they don't
yeah
talk,
yeah
myself included.
oh God, me too.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking that I wish, like, we hadn't really seen Willow. I think I've said this before a little bit. Before the illness became like part of the story, there'd been stretches where we really didn't see Willow, you know?
Yeah.
And so I
Yeah.
feel like I'm not as, I don't know,
Invested.
distraught. Yeah, you
Yeah.
know, none of this is hitting me as hard as it might have if I really cared about her more, you know?
But you're starting to care about her now, or
Well, no, I
she's
think
so
she's doing
pale.
it. She's doing
She's
a good
so pale.
job. Yeah, I thought
Yeah.
like the crying and stuff, you know, and
Yeah.
just struggling with like the decisions she'd made, you know. And speaking of that, I feel like God, I kind of can't stand either Nina or Carly right now.
I can't either, but I love that what's going on. I love it. And I
Nina
love how
was awful.
Nina was, yeah, oh, she was obnoxious and it was so
Oh.
awesome. Like, even after Sunny says to her, we've got to stop the infighting, and she
Yeah,
races right over
I
to
know.
chastise them, you know, like,
Chastising anybody in that
yeah,
situation, you know, it's
it
like,
was
oh,
so
fuck.
great. I was like,
If,
oh, Nina, you're like digging in. She was just
yeah,
digging in, you know, like
terrible
so, like I
person.
don't care if Willow dies, but you know, my grandchild, you know,
Yeah,
was
this is my
yeah.
opening. Yeah,
Yes. And then that dream that Willow had, that was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I did like how she rushed down the stairs and was going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to mention that in both Willow's scene and over at Dex's apartment, we've got these interesting chunky
Yes.
blankets.
Yes, the fat yarn blankets. Yeah. I you know, and I was thinking
Is
about
that
that.
an official, like, are they called that? Fat yarn blankets?
Well, it is like a trend in knitting, that super thick
Is
yarn
that what it's
and big
called, though? Like
needles.
fat
I
yarn?
don't know. I
don't want it to be called that. Please tell me that it's called that.
Well, we could start calling it that.
Blanket. Yeah. I love that.
But I can't picture Dex at a store buying a fat yarn blanket.
I know. Well, I have a hard time picturing any kind of young man like decorating an apartment by himself. You know that?
Yeah.
Kind
of- Yeah.
Seems weird to me.
Right. It would
why,
be. Like,
that's just, I think that's just sexist of me and you to, why, like, why wouldn't I'll include you again. Like, why would they be allowed to go to a home goods store and decorate an apartment?
Oh, they're allowed to, but do they want to?
Like, but I, in my, like, sort of, is it sexist? But I assume, oh, well, they're gay. You know, like, I don't, I just, like, instantly, like, well, they're, you know, like, do you have to be. Like, it doesn't mean that you're straight if you just don't care about your surroundings. Like, that's not right. Like, why
no,
do I
think
that?
Not right either. Yeah,
why
I don't
do I
know.
Think that?
I don't
that's
know.
That's a Jim. Bad. I don't know. Like, why shouldn't a man be allowed to care about his surroundings and his comfort level? And why shouldn't he want a fat yarn blanket?
Yeah, I know. That's true.
It's wrong of me to,
all of
to,
these are good points. Yeah, it's just, yeah,
I'm
and it's kind of like
myself. Like, there's an ugliness in me here.
I don't know if it's that big a deal, really. But I just don't, I don't know any guys, really, that who would pick up a fat yarn blanket.
I feel like we should start a company. Fat yarn blankets.
Like, my brother gave me a blanket for my birthday, I think, but it came.
Which brother? That, because that'll make it more interesting for me. Because I know all of them.
Charlie.
But, okay. Yep. He's a little bit of a metrosexual.
I'm going to tell him you said that. It when I'm wearing my tunic length flannel shirt tomorrow, and he'll be like, "Who the fuck are you?"
He probably won't ever speak to me again.
No, but I was going to say the blanket he got me was from EMS, you know, it was like from a camp supply store. So it was
EMS. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, well,
that keeps
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Like, that's the kind of stuff that comes up in his Facebook feed. Probably that's what that means.
I feel like we're like the wheels
like
have
one
come
of those
off.
Sort of like foil blankets that if you're like lost on a trail or something, you need to poach yourself like a chicken breast.
No, it was kind of like slippery material. It was sort of like a sleeping bag type material, and it had like,
of course,
you know, some like down alternative filling. And of course the dogs love
it. Was
it
plastics either? This is where I get all confused.
No.
I'm like because you're like, oh, okay, down alternative, but is it some man-made chemical thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd rather you kill the duck, you know? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know what to do.
So wound up about all this.
I feel like the wheels have really come off the podcast tonight. Are you going to cry, Gia?
I might. I mean, if they could just take a few feathers from each goose that goes by, that
just
would
like,
be okay, wouldn't it?
Hang out at a park, throw down a few breadcrumbs, and then pull some feathers.
Pull a few butt feathers and put them in your sleeping bag. I don't know. I mean, what's worse? You know,
How about this, Gia? The filling might have been like recycled plastic. How about that?
I guess so. But I start wondering about how many times, like once, okay, so then it was a Coke bottle or whatever.
Right.
And now it's a blanket.
Yeah.
And then what? Like when what happens next? Like there's a sort of finite amount of times that it can be.
Yeah. Well,
repurposed.
It could be a blanket for 90 years, right?
You don't have 90 years.
I know. Closer to 9.
I mean, who are you kidding? Neither you nor I. Yeah, 9 is probably way closer to reality.
But also, the thing that's really a bummer is, like, the Coke bottle is, Coke is completely unnecessary as a product. You know?
I was talking to the old man today about, like, I can remember soda bottles being glass, like,
yeah, Yeah.
I guess it must have been the 70s, like a kind of a wide mouth Coke bottles.
Yeah, and I think you can still get glass bottles.
Yeah, and then of course, like if you a machine, you know, where you'd get the little Coke bottle that you'd pull the, you know, the cap off, and it tasted
Yeah.
so good from the glass. But anyway, I don't have any recollection of shampoo and conditioner coming in
In
glass.
glass,
Do you?
no.
You're a little bit older. No offense. Happening? Why are we talking about this?
Know. Maybe we're too like emotionally cowardly to talk about what's going on in the
Well, I don't know, but I was just thinking, like, there's no way in hell you could get through a day without plastic. And there's really my using a bar of shampoo soap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of the way I feel like if I see like that the rain has washed a bunch of worms onto the sidewalk, you know, and I try to save some, you know, I can't save all of them,
Oh,
but you
you
know,
do? Wow.
yeah, but I feel like, you know, there might be somebody else, you know, in another part of the world that's doing the same thing, and you know, maybe it
A
eventually
little
sort of
something, something.
reaches a
Yeah, I guess
tipping
so.
point or something. Yeah, I don't think that means you should stop, you know, trying.
I saved a dog the other day. I mean, that's pretty big.
Is
That's
big.
not plastic. But...
How did you save the dog,
Well, I
Gian?
was out from my walk, my usual walk, and this idiotic pit bull comes flying out of a side road onto the kind of like pretty heavy traffic main road that I was walking on
Oh,
the sidewalk, you
yeah.
know, and like it was like determined. It was like, I've got an appointment out on this road, you know, and it had no collar or anything, and it was sweet, friendly girl, and so I was just doing my darndest to like coax it down a side road to see. But it had no collar, and I had nothing. You know, I was shorts and a T-shirt. I had nothing with me. And some nice woman stopped, and she was like, "Can I help you? What do you know? Is that your dog?" And I'm like, "No, I don't know whose it is." And but anyway, so she gave me a ride back to my place, and the old man and I, MacGyver, helped me. We didn't have any leash or anything, but we used some bungee stuff, bungee cords.
Look at
We
you.
bungeed the girl, and she's such a sweet girl. Nice pit bull. And so then he was like, "Well, should we drive it?" You know, I'm like, "No, I'm going to go back out because whoever's dog it is, they might be out driving." And sure enough, somebody, you know, they were like, "Oh my God, you know, there's my dog, you know, on that main road." And so got her back to her owner. And he said she was chipped. And I'm like, "Yeah, but you know, if she'd had a collar, I could have just called, you know, like what if I?" And also, I mean, she was deterred, she would have been hit. There, you
Yeah,
know.
the chip thing. There's a lot of flaws to the whole chip thing.
And I mean, like my cat's chipped, and I don't keep a collar on her unless we travel, and I probably should. I really probably should. But anyway, that was my good deed for the day, and it
That's
worked
a very
out.
good deed. Yeah, good job, Gia. I'm
It
surprised you
worked
didn't lead with that.
out. But it's so weird. Like she was such a friendly girl, but she was just like she was like she said hi, and then she's like, "I'm sorry, I've got to go out in the road now." She was like determined to be out in that. I was like, "No." It was like 9 in the morning, quite busy.
Oh, that's such a bad feeling when you see a loose dog. Yeah, I'm
I
glad you were able to do something.
know. I know. But
All
anyway,
right.
and people stopped, which is so nice, you know.
Yeah, everything aligned in her favor.
It worked out. But
Okay.
anyway, should we talk about General Hospital?
I feel
And
like
I
we
mean,
should
I'm just
scrap this.
We
All right,
should
let's
just not
talk.
even call this General Hospital anymore. I don't know
No,
what it is, but
just a train wreck. But
okay.
there were so many meaty kind of scenes, really, you know, it
Yeah.
was so much
Charlie had the
stuff.
best ugly face for like 2 days.
That was really good acting on her part, because that seemed like total Carly, right? Like absolutely Carly. And I
And
didn't, I
I love
still,
her for it. I do. I
yeah.
love her, you know.
Well, and I still don't care for Drew,
No, of course not. No.
but he
He's
confronted her.
unbearable.
He is, but everything he said was like, you know, on the money, really. Except that I really don't think when she says she was trying to protect Willow, that's bullshit. I think that's complete bullshit.
Yeah, her feelings about Nina, obviously.
Yeah, that's all it is. And he seemed to allow her to continue to believe that maybe she was doing it for some noble reason. But
I thought it was weird that, Willow's lying on deathbed.
Yeah.
On her deathbed there at Heaven's Gate. And she goes in to try to wake her up. Like, what? Wouldn't you immediately go find Nina?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, you're a donor. We,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't know how the medical. Like, maybe it's not like an immediate thing that.
Well, she'd have to be tested for sure. But yeah, it was like there was a lot of those silly soap opera delay tactics. You know that was. It's like, do you have to do every single one? You know.
I was actually pleasantly surprised that they brought it about today, though. I thought, oh, they're going to make this stretch out till Friday.
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I thought that was good that they got it going today. But I was super pleased that if we can break up Carly and Drew, I'll be happy.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah. It seems like he should be sufficiently, turned off, I think.
I hope so. But it's another one of those, it's kind of like Chase in Brooklyn where the guy has this moral high ground that he's going to hold the woman to.
Yeah.
He just can't measure up. It's like, dude, you knew what you were getting into. You knew who she was.
Yeah.
Well, and now you're like, oh, I'm shocked at your behavior.
But I don't know. Everything that Carly did was so miserable, really. I mean, but it's also, it's amplified by the fact that Michael and Willow weren't putting the word out. So, obviously if Carly had known that Willow was
happy. Yeah, she would have done the right thing earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I guess that's beside the point.
Soap opera device of the big secrets,
Yeah. This whole thing is like a bunch of soap opera devices, hating Nina so much, when
but weren't you digging the scenes with her where she was just being so such a Budinsky and such a race right over to Michael and I have to, it was oh my god, but it was so perfect, because it's like, oh my god, and now they need her and they hate her so badly, and she's just been unbearable and such a meddler.
But also all of this awful behavior of hers is just to get closer to Wiley, and I just I don't know, he's not that special.
Well, oddly enough, your family doesn't have grandkids.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's a lot of you. And I know they're all out. I know your brothers are out there doing it, So I can't believe there aren't any grandkids. But anyway, that's beside the point. But I have witnessed in my own family that there's almost a vampire-like thing with grandparents and grandkids, they just gotta have them.
Yeah, are they trying to steal their youth, you think?
I think that might be part of it.
Yeah,
they smell them, they sniff them, they're all
awful.
Yeah. No, but I mean honestly, they just can't get enough of them, and we're to the point of great grandkids in my family. We're also freaking old, but so it's believable that Nina would be that obsessed with a grandchild.
I guess so.
Especially at having missed out on being the parent in the first place.
Right. Yeah. True.
I think a bigger thing that nobody's wrestling with yet, and maybe they will, is that Nell is a twin to Willow. A twin, right?
Right, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, because Nina is the parent. She was pregnant only once, right? And so there had to have been twins.
I guess, why can't I remember that right now?
Isn't Nina Nell's mother?
Yeah.
Or is that not real? Yep. Is that real? That's real.
Well, as far as we know, that's real. As far as we know.
So that means there were twins, and Nell and Nina, Nell and Willow are twin sisters?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, that's disturbing.
Is that right? I mean, so that means that Wiley would have some Wiley could be a donor then potentially, right? If he has some of.
Oh, I didn't think about that. If he's right, because he's Nell's child, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But they wouldn't know, they don't know that unless they know this whole genealogy.
Right, right, yeah.
Because they think that that he has no relation to Willow at all at the moment.
Yeah, so, right. And they think her whatever relative she might have had are like these far flung, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more of the implication of like, how would you like to find out that you have a psychopath?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, and how would you like thinking that you're raising this little boy whose biological mother is a psychopath?
Is psychopath. Yeah, that's already already disturbing. They should have already. And he
looks like he could be a psychopath.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's already showing signs of being kind of a psychopath. If we probably have listeners out there that are like mothers that are like, oh my God, these women.
They've gone too far.
I know. I actually like children. I mean, that's true. I don't know if you've witnessed my interaction.
Well, I know. Yeah, I know you're very good with like children, them. Actually. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I like them. I get a kick out of them. I get a kick out of them.
Yeah, I think you're good with them, Gia.
Aw, thanks.
I'm better with dogs.
I haven't seen you with that many children. I know you did that substitute teaching that one day, like at the school where I was working. And I know you had kind of a bad day.
And I don't even remember. I think I blocked that out.
I don't even know what grade that was. Like third grade or something. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But I just remember you being like, why did they give them all the sugar at
snack time? That's right. That's right.
They were very disturbed by their snack time. Yeah. And then they all came back like high powered with whoopie pie sugar. And they were.
Yeah, that seemed like a bad idea.
A bad idea. Whoopie pies are a main sort of staple, though.
Yeah, they are. And I love a good whoopie pie, but not, I don't put one in front of like a 10-year-old at 9 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning, it's usually like 9:15, really. But,
sorry.
I still remember the school schedule.
Yeah.
But, I haven't seen you with a lot of kids, but I bet you're good with them.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm leapfrogging because of vodka. But
okay.
The Edward Gorey book that you gave me?
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you read that one?
I haven't. It seems like they keep sort of digging up new Edward Gorey material.
It's an old one. It was from like 1961 or something.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. They must be reissuing these things.
Classic, but it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. Wowza. Yeah,
that you know, guy.
You would want to warn somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, okay. General Hospital. What else do you want to say? Go.
Sunny and Sunny and Joss. I thought that had more potential. That scene between the two of them.
Did you want him to get into the Dex issue a little bit, or
no? Sunny seems like he's kind of at a loss for words. Or maybe he just figures like nothing he says is going to matter. But like with Joss, I don't know. It's like also when he was talking with Spencer and Cam, you know, about Britt, it just seems like there's an opportunity for sort of more of a.
There hasn't
moment.
Been a lot of substance in what he's saying lately.
Yeah, not lately. Yeah. He's just realized he doesn't have a place, you know.
Yeah.
In these things, really. So he's not sure, I guess, what he should be saying or doing.
What'd you think about Cam and Elizabeth?
I thought that was pretty good. I when he does the angry Cam,
the enunciating, the over.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, you know, feel for him as much. But then she kind of talked him down, and then it was more effective, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, that was good mothering on her part, I
Yeah,
thought,
I
and
thought so too. Yeah. And I kind of like, I thought, while she's being super sane, and present for
yeah,
Cam,
she
like,
was so sane, right? Yeah,
meanwhile, her world is a fucking
I
nightmare,
know, I know. Yeah, and she was so rational, and yeah,
Yeah.
everything made sense. Yeah.
And I wondered, like, what would happen if she told him, Cam,
Here's what's going on with me. Yeah.
I know, you've got
So,
this
me and
problem,
Nicholas.
but,
Yeah. Yeah. But I always like, I don't know why, I'm always just sort of fond of these strong parent-child
Oh
relationships.
yeah. I think it's and it is a believable one, even though she's so tiny compared to him. It's
She's
sort of
tiny compared to everyone. She's just
everyone,
tiny.
yeah. But I do sort of buy that love between them.
Yeah. I just wonder, does that exist in reality? Like Joss and Carly and Elizabeth and her children. Like, because for
Yeah.
me, and it may just be because I was an idiot and still am, but my parents or anybody of that vintage, I just thought they just seemed like aliens to me, like creatures from Mars. There's
Yeah,
no way in hell at that age I would have told him anything that was going on in my mind,
you
you
sound
know?
a lot like David Letterman right now for some
Do I?
reason. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we talked about this before, and I don't know. I think I like to believe that there are relationships like that out there, even if we didn't have them. I
I don't
think
know. Do you
the
know
world.
anybody like that? I mean, I like, must know other people with kids.
Yeah, actually, Charlie's girlfriend and her daughters, I think, are pretty close. Although, there's always like that layer of worry and,
Yeah.
just
I mean,
wondering if they're gonna like, do anything that's so bad that they can't recover from,
yeah. I mean, we were a close family and we still are a close family. I wasn't distant from my parents or anything, but there would have been no sharing of real feelings like that because I just, there was, they just were like, it was more like the 70s show, where they
Yeah,
were like,
definitely, definitely.
in fact, my
Where,
dad was kind of like that, you know.
yeah, like
He didn't
you don't
call
want
us
them to know too
dumbass,
much
but
about you and
yeah. But anyway, I like, so I don't know, it warms my heart when I see those relationships where it seems so close. I'd like to believe. I want to believe in that.
Yes, me too, Gia.
Yeah.
I thought this is just being like bitchy, but like TJ, it seemed like
Yeah,
he's.
why'd they drag him in for that
I
one
don't
little,
know. I don't. And it was kind of like this is taking us out of the hospital, but the scene between Alexis and Gregory, it's like, what the
Oh
fuck is
yeah, like
this?
why is that happening? Yeah, exactly. I was like,
It
what?
was
That
like
is so such a
painfully
letdown.
awkward, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
It's
They just
like.
are keep trying to like, okay, this is gonna be a romance, and it's like, who
Yeah.
cares? We don't care
Not
about either of them at
today.
this point.
I
Not today,
know.
with all this
No.
other stuff going on, and
Yeah. If you're gonna
yeah.
cut to somebody else, like why not Maxie or something? We haven't seen her since Britt died, you know.
Right, yeah, something else that was related to Brit would have made more sense, and
Yeah,
yeah, that
so
was a real letdown. I'd forgotten about it till you brought it up.
it's just
Yeah,
kind
they
of
keep
weird.
trying to bring up the sort of witty dialogue with them or whatever. It's not working. It's just not
I
working.
know. I don't know
No.
who they're trying to appeal to. Like people like us?
Well, probably. I mean,
Older
we're the age,
English
older
majors,
people. Yeah, older English majors. Yeah. That's the other thing is that the whole like idea of newspapers is so dead. Like
Yeah.
they act like it's this exciting world and
I
it's like
know. And she acts like she's sort of this like veteran journalist.
right.
It's
Which
like,
she
you know.
just decided 2 years
Yeah,
ago or
it sort of
whatever. She's
fell in her lap because of
yeah.
Sean.
She's not a trained journalist. She doesn't have a background
No.
in that. Yeah.
No. So I don't know.
Yeah,
Silly.
pretty annoying. I hope they do. I always liked her. I always liked her, and so I hope they can make her viable again.
Yeah, they could have had her like even have a scene with Molly or Christina, you know, like something
Yeah.
like that, like would be
Yeah, the
more.
parenting thing with she and the daughters is usually good.
And Christina, yeah, they would be interested in Willow and Michael's dilemma.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? And she and Christina and the way they butt heads and cause never get it right. That's always kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know. Because you know, in both cases they're both well intentioned, but they kinda like it always gets screwed up when they try to communicate. Yeah. They've
got their filters that they're listening through, you know.
Yeah. And yeah. Stuff.
It's just not gonna
I hear you, sister. Yeah.
it feels like there was a lot more to unpack with the whole Willow thing.
Well, it was just like, will it happen today? Will Carly have to reveal today? So we hope we get the conversation tomorrow, or maybe they might torture us and wait till Monday. When is the big 60th anniversary thing happening? Because I thought...
I don't know, but there's supposed to also be an Epiphany episode, isn't there? Or some sort of a bigger tribute to her.
I hope so, because they did that quick little 30-second roundup, and I was like, I hope that's not it. I hope there's going to be a...
I don't think that's it,
Okay, good. And they'll have to explain it in the plot.
Yeah, that's true also. I was going to say this is unrelated, but we did also have a little of Nicholas and the searching of Windermere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the cleaning up of the room. And But those cops aren't fooled by that. They're on it. They're on it.
The one thing that I think I don't like about, I mean, I don't like Victor to begin with, but in the scenes with him and Nicholas, they're a little flat because you always know exactly what Victor's going to say, you know?
Yeah. And
and I kind of feel like if you threw Nicholas together with somebody else, you know, who didn't know exactly what he was up to or something, you know, you might have something more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
and now I'm sort of trying to get uninvested from Nicholas since we think he's leaving.
Oh, I know that's hard. I know.
Because
we do love that mess up.
He's such a screw up. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that his hair seems to be more and more like wild.
Yeah, he looks like a Brussels sprout or something. I don't know what he looks like. He's like his hair is getting more it's funny. It's a funny
that would be funny if it just like gradually got more and more like just straight up crazy, you know.
I'll miss him if they get rid of that character completely. I mean, I'll just miss this actor, honestly, as much as
we
harped on him. I came to appreciate him.
Yes, me too. I wonder where he'll wind up.
For being the hot mess that he is. Maybe he'll go to Station 19.
maybe. Should have a future, a bright future, don't you think?
Yeah, some nighttime show or some other soap or whatever.
Yeah.
He seems to me like, I don't watch Hallmark stuff, but he seems to me like too goofy to be a Hallmark guy. Like, not goofy, but too quirky. Like, he's got a quirkiness to him that I like.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, I feel like the Drew character is straight up Hallmark. Like, could do that.
Yeah, no, you know, I was thinking also, you know, when Joss was talking to Dex about Oscar.
Yeah.
And that was, I thought pretty effective, you know, like drawing the parallels and everything with her and with Michael now with Willow. And then I was thinking about like Drew, who theoretically went through the same thing. You know, and he doesn't mention that at all.
It. No, I know. And you don't really notice it because he wasn't that guy. That
Right. It's almost like the writers forgot he was that guy too.
I know. And he was there for that. I know. Yeah. I know.
So this would be particularly sort of traumatic for him if he can't help this time either, you know?
They're dropping the ball on that.
Yeah. Because that he could, I mean, not that that would be fair, but he could throw that in Carly's face sort of,
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. You make a good point. You make a strong point.
Thank you, Gia. Strong as a piece of biscotti, do you think?
Yeah, it could break a tooth. I really like biscotti. I never would dip it in wine though. Like I was like,
I guess it would have to be that sort of naked biscotti to dip it in
I
wine.
suppose so, but even
You
that,
know.
wouldn't it be a little almondy or something, a little vanilla-y? Or
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I like them because they're not terribly sweet, you know.
Yeah, but they do hurt that like area behind your teeth. Like
they do, yeah. They are terribly crunchy.
I don't think we've contributed anything to the world today.
Humanity tonight?
No.
Maybe not. But the mind wandered. The mind had a good time. The mind explored a lot of stuff. And
yeah.
Hey, have you been enjoying the Instagram post that I've been sharing with you?
You've been sharing Instagram? Oh yeah, the dog going into the Pringles can, that one.
Yeah, that was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I have
There's so much
job
Happy Berra stuff that I don't share. I have to hold myself back.
I appreciate that, Gia, because I like my job is super stressful these days, and I get these texts with like a fucking dog
That's
getting
you
into
need a break. <It's> like, I should just send those to my brother too, because I know he's like stressed out at work too. Like, you need a whimsical capybara post right now. You don't have to look at them right when I send it.
But I feel like if I don't reply, you know, you'll think offended me or something.
That's the beauty of texting, is you could text like a day later and it's
Oh, that seems rude.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
All right.
So now that you know that, I'll send more capybaras. Capybaras are particularly in Instagram. Like, there are some whacked out, like, whimsical, wild, crazy things with capybaras. Like, that particular animal has captured the attention of a really odd group of people.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but.
I don't either, Gia. But
anyway, it's enjoyable.
That's great. Oh, God.
They're
All
just
right.
good raw material for Instagram
yeah.
stuff, I guess.
Sure.
Anyway, sure. Okay. Anyway. Okay, I guess we've probably covered everything, and I appreciate anybody putting up with me ever, but especially
I feel like it's time for another apology, maybe just
from me or
from us
I'm
for
sorry.
This, you know, like
yeah.
whatever you were hoping for tonight, people, you probably didn't get it.
Oh, we delivered. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But if you're following us, you probably have pretty low expectations to begin with. So. Most people who know us have learned to lower their expectations.
They drop the bar.
Yeah.
To the ground.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, we appreciate anybody who's listening.
We sure do.
And it was fun. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. And so I guess the takeaway is try to use less plastic. Maybe
oh my
use
God, yeah.
a bar Whatever, shampoo.
Yeah. Even just observing how much plastic you have in your day is probably worth something. You know,
sobering. Sobering.
It's sobering. Yeah.
Although not to you tonight.
No, too much vodka on board for that.
All right, Gia. So we'll.
All right. We'll reconnoiter in a few days. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll have some big developments.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
They're at the hospital. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Gia.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a good night.
You too, Gia. Sleep well.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.